Forces news,
events,
stories that matter
on the Forces Station.
TFBS, your stories.
Your stories.
Curtis Lowe,
Germany.
Olympic troops return home to Germany as busloads of more than 50 soldiers from 26th Regiment Royal Artillery got back to their base in Gütersloh in the early hours of the morning. Having only returned from Afghanistan in May, they were asked to provide security at the Olympic Press Centre. Lieutenant Marcus Goldsmith.
Basically, all the world's media that were covering the Olympics were coming in and out of our entrance. There's about 20,000 media, so it was quite busy. But the lads enjoyed it.
He said everyone responded really well to them being there.
We received a lot of positive feedback from the public. If the guys were ever travelling in uniform or within the Olympic Park, people were stopping and chatting to them. They were saying well done. A real sort of strong sense of public support, which I think was good for the guys' morale.
With some reservations to start with, Bombardier Philip Donovan said it turned out to be an incredible opportunity.
At first, it was a bit daunting, to be honest. We didn't really know what was expected of us and what was going to happen. But once we got into it, it was one of the best experiences I've had in the Army by far.
He particularly enjoyed some of the perks.
Most people laugh at this, but I just couldn't get over that. I met Sue Barker. I thought he was unbelievable. And watching Jessica Ennis win her event, that was amazing because I was literally right next to her coach, so it was absolutely unbelievable experience.
The last minute notice of this deployment meant some soldiers had to cancel their summer vacations, like Lance Bombardier David Ahrens, who had to miss his booked holiday to Greece.
I'm actually glad we went. You can go to Greece anytime. This is a once in a lifetime opportunity, so yeah, happy with that.
The amazing public support these troops received is one of the key things soldiers like Lance Bombardier Jermaine Ennis and Gunner Napoleone Guanavu say they'd take home from 2012.
Memories. Well, for one, we were a big part of the Olympics. The bright faces, even when we were about to leave, people didn't want us to leave because we sort of like give a bit of squaddy banter, interact with people and a bit of smile on the face as opposed to going through a normal security at the airport where you feel like you're the victim. So it was quite a good experience.
Well, there's loads of things, but the main thing was being part of it. Being part of it and being part of the Olympics and getting to meet loads of different kinds of people. Can't wait to go home now. See my missus and my little baby.
However good the experience was, the soldiers are glad to be home and looking forward to finally taking their 3 weeks leave and spending time with their families. This is Liv Strawn for BFBS in Germany.
Your stories.
Your stories. This is the Forces Station.
BFBS.